Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. We have a request from Jennifer for a guided meditation. Let me read her request. Dear Dr. Puff, I'm a new therapist fresh out of grad school, and your happiness and meditation podcasts have made my life brighter. Thank you. I'm also glad to see that you've started your meditation podcast back. I'm so excited. I was hoping I could make a request for a podcast. As a new therapist, I often feel impatient with myself. I want to be a good therapist now, and I get frustrated with myself for taking so long to accomplish my goals. I was hoping maybe you could make a podcast on patience, especially patience with oneself. Also, as a therapist, what are some recommendations you would make on becoming a good therapist? Thank you again for making your podcast, Jennifer. Well, patience, I think, is something we can all benefit from. And in regards to being a good therapist, we can all benefit from developing our listening skills. So what about patience? How can we have more patience, better patience in our life, especially with ourselves? Patience has a lot to do with expectations. We expect things to go a certain way. We expect ourselves to act a certain way, to learn things at a certain rate. And when we don't live up to those expectations, we get impatient. Unfortunately, impatience isn't very helpful because whatever we give energy towards, we tend to create that. So when we're impatient, we're typically very unkind towards ourselves, not very loving, we're self-critical. And that, instead of making us more patient, makes us more impatient with ourselves. So the key is to lower the expectations about everything. Because what we're trying to do in life is live in the present moment, having a childlike approach to living. And children, when they learn to walk and talk, they aren't impatient with themselves. It's almost like a joy to learn. It's excitement. But what we tend to do, we have these rules, we have these expectations saying, I need to learn at this rate. And then we become self-critical. The key is to just learn and to learn well. But what we tend to do, we have these expectations. Usually they come from watching other people at the rate they learn. Well, that person is patient. How come I can't be patient? It's a constant comparing and contrasting. In the process of doing that, we're not living. It's a lot like this. Think of a ballerina. In order for her or him to be great at what they do, they have to let go of all commentary. Could you imagine them being on the ballet floor and saying, oh, I put my right foot here, I put my left foot there? No, it's very spontaneous. And it's really the same way with us. When we need to learn something, we need to just do it spontaneously. And we're going to do better without that egoic talk. The egoic talk is what feeds our impatience because we want things to happen a certain way. We so often compare ourselves to other people, and that's irrelevant. We don't know their background. We don't know their conditioning. We don't know their skills. They could be completely different from us. We do far better with gentleness and kindness. And the main person that can give that to us is ourselves. So if we have limited or almost zero expectations, I mean, I'm just going to learn this at whatever rate it takes. Perhaps I want to learn Chinese. And perhaps I'm not gifted in languages like other people are. But if I work at it, what someone else may take 5 months to learn, it may take me 5 years. But what's wrong with that? If we're enjoying the process of learning, we will become more patient with ourselves. We actually won't experience any impatience with ourselves because we're just learning. We're just growing. And often you've probably heard the saying that we learn patience through troubles, through hard times. That happens because when we go through hard times, we realize that, oh, I really am expecting things to go a certain way. And when they don't go the way we want, we suffer. The key here is to have preferences, not desires or attachments. What I mean by that is when we say, I would prefer this to happen, I would prefer to learn Chinese at a certain rate, but if it takes me longer, it just takes me longer. When we say, I have to learn it within this period of time, and then we don't, we're going to suffer. So the less attachments we have, that things have to turn out a certain way, we would prefer them to turn out a certain way, but they don't have to. And when tragedy strikes, what happens is we learn that life doesn't always turn out the way we expect it to. And that helps us to start letting go of some of our attachments if we learn from them. But we can still have preferences. But preferences have a gentleness to them. It's just a preference. It's not, I have to have it this way. The expectations are gone. The less expectations we have, the more we'll live a beautiful life. It really boils down to that. So let's explore within ourselves and say, well, what am I attached to? What do I say needs to happen? We would do far better if we'd say, what would I prefer to have happen? And then work towards our goals. There's nothing wrong with goals as long as they're flexible, as long as we adapt to the changes, the unforeseen changes that we don't know are going to happen. And when we do that, we will find that patience with ourselves especially will begin to arise. We'll just learn from our mistakes, and then we'll move forward. Then we'll learn from our mistakes, then we'll move forward. And with this gentleness, life is going to go so much better. Now let's talk about how we can improve our listening skills and our ability to give advice to our friends when they need it. How do we do that? There's many aspects that I could talk about, but let me talk about two things that I think will be really helpful for us to be amazing listeners and counselors with others. First, it's really important to listen. We have to really listen to what the other person's saying. And this gets back to our ego again. It's that commentary we're getting in our head saying, am I listening well? Am I doing it right? Or even more importantly, am I listening at all? See, what we tend to do, we tend to listen to partially what people say, and then our minds wander somewhere else. We're really not listening. I've been listening to people for over 25 years now as a clinical psychologist. And I think the key really to me being a very effective therapist is that I'm very good when a client walks in to shut my mind down and give them my complete attention. I'm not thinking about what I'm going to have for supper that night, or what's going on at home, or how my kids are doing at school. My focus is on the person in front of me, whether it's a client or a friend. I want to really hear their story, hear what's going on. And then what happens is, the good thing is, I'm not as exhausted at the end of the day. I mean, I've been listening to people for 25 years, and I still like doing it because I'm focused on them. I'm not focused on me. And also, I tend to remember what they said really well, too, because, again, I'm focused on them, not on me. It's a lot like remembering names. We tend to forget names because we're thinking about other things instead of their names. But when we're attentive, we tend to listen really well. And people perceive that. They pick up that we care, that we're listening. So part of being a good listener is being focused on them and quieting our own mind. I think that's why meditation is so good. It helps us to quiet our mind and be focused on one thing, like our mantra, our breath. It's the same way when we're listening to people. We just listen to the words that they're saying and their emotion, and we respond accordingly. And the second thing I think that's important in being a good listener, being a good counselor to our friends, is gentleness and caring. We need to not judge other people. We need to listen, truly understand the nature of the problems, and then see, working with them, if we can discover solutions. Sometimes the solution is they just needed to talk about it. Sometimes it is because we care and we're gentle, giving them gentle ideas that might work better for next time. One of my favorite things I like to teach people is, no matter how many mistakes they make, is, oh, okay, you made that mistake again. What can we learn from that? What can we learn for next time? Not, what's wrong with me? Why did I do that badly? It's more of a gentle approach. What can I learn from that? When we apply this principle of not judging, but helping and listening, I think we become great at helping other people. The non-judgment, and really to the core of our heart, believing that we're not going to judge anyone, no matter what they present to us, we're just going to help them to improve their lives and learn from their mistakes as we learn from ours. So patience, in many ways, ties greatly with becoming a great listener. Now, both these topics I could easily spend hours on, so I kind of do somewhere else. If you are new to this podcast, I do create another podcast on a much regular basis called The Happiness Podcast. It's all about how to be happy, and part of being happy is patience and being a good listener to ourselves. If you go to www.happinesspodcast.org, you'll find the podcast there. Also, I am right now with this podcast, the Meditation for Health Podcast, working on taking requests. So if you have a request, like Jennifer did, email me. and send me your request. You can email me at drpuff@cox.net. And if you go to the website, you'll see the email address there too. So if you would like to learn more about other podcasts about meditation, go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. And following this podcast, part two is going to be a guided meditation to help us to be patient with ourselves. I think you'll really like it. So until I hear from you and get your new request, peace.